Patch gone fishing all the time. Leafy gone fishing too.
Well, you know what that means. It means Leaf and I
are going to
do a little talk, fish talking. You know, when you know, clearly this song here reminds me of fishing down south, fishing on still waters, which maybe today is a little bit what we're going to talk about.
You bet.
You've been checking out ice fishing in different places, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
And I'm guessing whitefish, too.
Yep. Yeah, you know, just yesterday, again, had one of those little frickers right to my hand and just popped right off up there by the Winthrop Bridge. But I'm still trying to put a stack in my freezer.
Yeah.
There was that couple days there. Got super cold, so...
You didn't go out then?
Yeah, didn't go out, but, you know, made me feel a lot better about the Stillwater that we were just talking about. So, went up and scouted Patterson. At the time, you know, we can't really talk about dates right now because it might not be relevant to when you're listening to this, but it's changed a lot, I'm sure, since, you know, the few days ago that I checked it. But I checked it at the boat launch, and it was fairly thin, so I went over to Leader. I heard later that people did go to the north end of Patterson, found good ice up there by that hairpin turn.
Okay.
Leader, however, was just a great alternative. And, oh, man, the ice was super thick. I expected, like, I had heard 3 or 4 inches. Mm-hmm. I expected 5 or 6. I think we were getting closer to 9, almost 10 inches.
No kidding.
Where we were drilling. Yeah.
So I'd heard totally it was firm. Cold over there, but, man, I didn't know it'd be like that.
Yeah, and it's like just one layer, crystal clear, you know, super strong ice, too. So great ice over at Leader. And at least at the north end of Patterson right now.
Okay. So we're working on that.
Yeah.
We're working on that. Yeah. Like we have something to do with
that. Well, you know, like we were talking about, it's all about the preparation there. And
well, that's true.
I was so happy to be out there with some of Kane's gear. He brought that tent, and we fired up the heater. Before I knew it, I had to be in my t-shirt in there. Wow. And, you know, we just had our coats all hung up in there, just as warm as can be. And
what kind of heater has he got in there?
One of those little Buddy space heaters. Really? And, you know, it's not long at all before you're almost too hot in one of those things.
Yeah.
It's all vented, so all your carbon dioxide or whatever goes out of there. And but, yeah, it's, you know, just awesome to be able to sit in there. We kept the windows open so you could still see outside because the day was super beautiful. But we were staring most of the time at our video games, as I call them.
Yeah.
It looked like missile command at some points. Yeah. There were so many fish that would come into the viewfinder at once.
You think it helped you out? Improved the catch?
Yeah. I think it did definitely help out. It, in the very least, it let us know that, hey, there is something down there. And especially when, like, the moments that the schools of fish would move through, it'd be like, hey, you know, get ready.
Okay.
Get that pole in your hand. Don't miss that bite that you're going to get.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we started to see a trend. We started to see about, you know, about 10... Every 10 minutes, a school, probably crappie and bluegill. Sometimes the perch seemed to be more in the weeds, kind of consistent, couldn't figure out what their timing was. But the bluegill and crappie seemed to move through every about 15 minutes, and you just kind of have to be ready for it. And, yeah, it was fun. You know, we got a few that were just kind of hand-sized, but I'd heard about some others that were coming out of there that were plate-sized fish, so you know that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, oh yeah, man! I can remember the first time we ever caught crappies. We had never scored. I'm talking about when I was a kid.
Yeah,
in this lake that I lived by, and we'd never gotten any. We knew they were in there, but we didn't have
any of the big ones, or just any at all.
No, any at all.
Uh huh.
I don't know. We just weren't getting them. And then one day we, like you just said, bam, a school
bam,
went
bam.
By. Yeah, we got a bunch.
Yeah. Well, did I tell you about that one funny thing I heard? The balloon on the dorsal. Trick?
No.
It may have been at least a few years since we've talked about it, but yeah, I heard about a trick that people would do down south. They would use a safety pin and hang a string off of a balloon and about, you know, 2 or 3 feet up off of that first crappie's dorsal fin, and they'd leave it out there like the Judas fish dragging that balloon around. So they'd just be casting at the balloon.
And so what's the function there? The other fish would come up to...
The fish would swim back to the school.
Oh, I see.
And then you'd know exactly where the school was, right where the balloon was. So you just sit there and watch this balloon go swimming around, and that poor sucker's drawing you to the rest of his kin.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cheating.
The Judas fish.
That's cheating.
Balloon Judas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if that's going to work in the ice, though.
no.
So, but, you know, that's another thing you can do right now to get through the winter and have fun.
Yes.
Ice fishing, for
sure. Oh, yeah. You know, I've always kind of thought it would be fun to live back on the Great Lakes or something where you really get some thick ice. And because it would fit really well with a lot of our lifestyles. Any car, any car that has the floor pans rusted out.
Oh, yeah, just kick it the rest of the way out.
You just drive out there.
Uh-huh.
Listen to the radio.
It's your ice fishing rig. It's no longer just a senseless clunker.
Yes.
We were also sitting there dreaming of the ones. I've seen these beautiful ones online. Like one, for instance, with like all tongue and groove. It's like the size of maybe a chicken coop.
Uh-huh.
It's just tongue and groove, beautiful cedar on the inside of this thing with these big benches that also fold out into beds and satellite television. So you can be watching the game, heat, and then the floor is all rubberized with numbered little caps on all the holes that are in the floor. So you can be like, oh, hole number four is going off. Go get that thing. And it's got in-house sonar.
Holy man.
You know, I mean, that's what you need.
I just can't quite get over the fact that that's cheating somehow.
I think maybe a little bit of heat and, you know, listening to the game might not be bad.
Yeah, well, it salvages the day.
It definitely
particularly
does.
If they lose.
Oh, man. Yeah, you just shut it off and go back to fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I would look for the ice just to keep on getting thicker. I know we have a kind of a crazy warm spell here.
Yeah.
But the good news is, you know, on those warmer days, you're going to the river, and on the colder days, I'm going to be on the ice because I don't want to fight the ice and my guides. And, you know, I usually fish down to about, I was trying to think about it the other day, about I'm stubborn. I would say 25 degree air temp is definitely nice, anything above that. And if you're getting up into the mid 30s and almost touch 40, then fishing is going to get really hot at that point. So, you know, that window will be smaller during the day. But you'll sometimes have really great days. And also one thing I wanted to talk about that we didn't last week is kind of not just what we're using, but how you want to use it. You know, you're not going to be looking at these holes and the usual great water that you think you'd want to fish. Usually it's going to be way down towards that end. And when you do find one fish, keep on going back, because most fish are kind of going to be congregated into that spot for whatever reason. That is the sweet spot. So
the lower end of the...
Probably lower end, but sometimes the upper, if it has a nice soft inside on one of those holes that takes a turn, if it has that nice softer armpit on the inside of the arm there.
Okay.
So, you know, once you find the fish, maybe rest the water between them, but try to spend some time there, because it's going to take you a while to wade through the snow to get anywhere else anyway.
Well, like you say, it looks like, if you can trust the weather report, it's going to warm up, and it's probably going to get good again.
And it's going to be real good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, if you need any more information, just get a hold of me there. You can check it out at flyfishersproshop.com. You can email me at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com, and you can give me a call at 509-429-7298. I'd be happy to book a trip or give you some tips. And, hey, take care of each other. Get your fish right on. I went on down to my favorite fishing hole.